Hi, everybody. This is Terry Laundry. We're starting off the new year. Hope you had a happy New Year's celebration and that you had a good year last year. As I noted in the text, the next 2 weeks I am in the process of going to the Amshare.com site and updating our record for the year, which is a 40% gain, using the best bond strategy, and I will be listing some things there at the best bond strategy, which you might be interested in seeing. It probably should be up by the end of this week, this coming week. I will be posting the daily updates at the calculations at the T-Theory Foundation site, and if I see anything that's important, I'll always add it in there, so I'm not going to be gone everywhere, but that's just a quick comment at the end of the day. I do it actually the next morning. And what we're going to be doing on the Sunday updates is taking a look at the long-term picture, which requires us to take a look at some rather nasty things that are likely to happen looking out over the next 3 or 4 years. We're still on target for a rally with a momentum peak in the early March time period of this year, toppy formation going into the end of August, and then a new bear market. T-Theory isn't too ordinarily very specific about what's going to happen going down, but we do have a 40-year cycle concept, which is in the T-Theory Foundation tutorials, and it's also been discussed in earlier topics at the T-Theory Observation in the archives. You just keep sliding back, and you'll eventually find something. And so it's probably a good time for me to go through the big picture of the long wave megatees, which is today's chart. This is also done at the tutorial site. It has it's kind of fuzzy because the data isn't very good in the early 1800 time period to 1900. You can make justifications for T's being there. You can see that when you end one T, you have to go through a correction, then you make another T, and you go through a connection, you make another T, and so forth, going on the upside. And we have a blue oscillator, which is a very good oscillator as far as momentum is concerned. You see, it says on the left, it's a price momentum oscillator. It uses monthly percentage changes, and it runs into the same formula that you use for the daily ones, except it's 18-year and 36-year type things rather than 18-day and 36-type days. What's the to summarize the past? We have a 40-year cycle with the problem that shows up on the 40-year cycle when it comes down to make a low is that something bad happens. But every other 40-year cycle low turns out to be inflation, and the ones in between turn out to be deflation. So there's a scenario of an 80-year cycle which comes into play because deflationary scenario destruction caused by deflation comes up every 80 years. Okay, in between though, there's a 40-year cycle that runs between, or there's an 80-year cycle which is slipped back 40 years, so that every other bottom every 40 years is an inflation cycle. So if you look at this chart here, you'll see that there was some bad times in the period going into 1974. The T actually starts a little bit later than that because it's the way it's defined, but that was an inflation problem. The important thing that I discovered was that if you want to find out now from 74. From 1974, there's a 40-year cycle. You'd expect that there would be a bottom in 40 years plus the 1974. So it's 1974 plus 40 years, which would be a 2004 expectation of a bottom date. However, when you go through the discussions that I did earlier, you find out that when you look at exactly where the peaks can be put on the tops and on the bottoms, it looks like it's a 39-year cycle. So we would say that there is a bottom in 2013, not 2014, but that's a long ways away. It is possible that I'd say the highest priority of our forecast is that you will make a top in the latter part of August of 2010, and then you're going to enter a bear market, which could be three years long, and that 3 years long means that they just swept the problems under the rug, and they've spent a lot of money to try and cover up the problems, but they're not going to be successful. And in other words, you can't throw money at the problem and make the problem go away. So what we say is that the new mega T, which is really where you make a huge run in the stock market, probably has to come in a period after 2010, and we would expect that we would actually know what the picture was and what the oscillator was ready to cut its trend line and so forth by the year 2020. That leaves you, usually starting in 2010 now, you could probably got 10 years of kind of problems. And I would say that for the majority of the people, investors, they'll never make it to the 2020 time period, because there's a lot of things buried in this forecast that are basically you can't win on. The main one is that if you were to look at the 39-year cycle, and if you would just accept the fact that it is 39 years, you'd say, well, if it's true that there's a comparability from old periods to the present periods with a displacement of 39 years, you'd say, okay, so we made a bottom in 2009, okay, and if we go back 39 years, we should find something that would be might be comparable to what we are now. If you subtract 39 from 2009, you end up at the 1970 market low. And if you look on my advanced decline T charts or any other ones that give you a little more detailed structure, or if you remember your history, the 1970 market low was a cyclical bull market, which could be construed in terms of, in retrospect, you would say that you made a major top in 68 for most stocks. You went down into 1970, and then you had a weak rally as far as the breadth is concerned into the what was taken to be the January of 73, but it basically went up for 2 years from the 70 low. It went up a year and a half, 2 years, and then you rolled out, and you had a more destructive decline into the 1974 low. And so I would say that the way you'd look at this is that this rally that we have seen is like the rally in 1970. When we get to the August top, it's going to be like getting into the 72 time period where they made a top, and there was this little jump up in January of 73, which threw everybody off, and then you're going to roll over and you're going to go down into something like 2013, and that's going to be like the 74 decline, where everything is going to be beaten into a pulp. And you have to be very interested in learning how to survive that. I was very fortunate when I discovered T-theory basically in 73. I was doing the research and never got caught up going into the 74 bottom. And then I formed my corporation, American Shareholders, which brings you this these studies, which I have to do for the company anyway. In August of 74, well, they made the first bottom was in October, and then they made a double bottom into December. And then after that, stocks were really cheap. I mean, the price earnings ratio were down under 10. Stocks were paying huge dividends at the time. So even though the rally coming out of 74 was somewhat lackluster, and it didn't really take off until 82, the fundamentals were so good, and secondary growth stocks were so depressed, that you could actually make money if you just held dividend paying stocks. The dividends turned out to be very good, and if you got into secondary growth stocks, the capital gains were very good. So there was a lot of opportunities, but that was just because that everything was so deeply oversold. In this chart, you'll see that I have a green line that runs through the red line, of course, is the Dow Jones Industrial Average for the recent history, and it's before that. It's where the Foundation for the Study of Cycles has piecemealed other indicators together, which would be comparable to the Dow for that time period, and that goes through as a red line, the jagged red line, and the smooth green line is a 200-month moving average, and that 200-month moving average, you can see it gets penetrated a lot of times along the way, and those are that's what they call a rebound. We tend to get oversold, and you get rebounded, but it doesn't mean it's a low. It's just a place where you get a bounce, and we interpret the current dip underneath it and bounce as the bounce. And now you're going to have to go back and probably have to make a token low. But long-term forecast is still around 4,000 on the Dow, which would be substantially lower than the last one would be. But that's based on the fact that the oscillator should go down into a deeper, should go down to an oversold condition in this time period. We're not too sure about that. The other observation I'd make on that fact is that I don't think you can make a new T until you get closer to the 2020 time period. And the 2020 time period is where the gold T runs out. So I think there's upside potential in the gold market going into the center post of this T. And if you look at the center post of T number 8, the rules for this construction are a little bit odd. And I'll explain it to you when you get there. But see, T8 comes out of the 82 low, and it didn't. It's a big stock market rally. Well, T9 will give you a big stock market rally when you get there. But before you get there, you get a lot of these bounces, okay? But the one thing that you kind of had to get rid of in order for T8 to get that big stock market rally, you had to kill off the gold in 1980. And I think the same thing is going to be true here. In order to get T number 9 to go up, the projected rally in gold is going to have to run its course. And that's one of the reasons that I think that gold bullion probably would turn out to be the thing that you'd have to somehow own that going into the 2020 low. And of course, if you persist on holding equities after you get this current bounce taken care of, you're gonna get into a lot of trouble, because what you find out is the next time you go down is that, like, the jobs all disappear, institutions disappear, the companies disappear. And the government, if they throw any more money out, then the dollar is completely devalued, and so they have to do some discipline, and the discipline is what you don't like, because they're caught between a rock and a hard place. So that's not a very good message, but I mean, we are starting the new year. We still have time going on the upside to take care of that, and most of the thing will be devoted on this one, because the basis of my program is that the stocks are completely a waste of time, except for these bounces. And the main thing that you're going to have to do is you're going to have a long promissory note. And in cases where you go into a deflationary, friend, it's always quality bonds, because the quality bonds that pay off even if they pass their dividend, because they're general obligation types. That's what worked in the Great Depression. And actually, nothing worked in the Great Depression except gold and bonds, and high quality bonds. As long as you own AT&T bonds, it didn't make any difference that they couldn't pay out their interest out, because everything was because it had a general obligation, but they had to make it up later on, so you get the back dividends or the coupon that they passed on. So that's, you know, it's really going to be a desperate time. So I would say that you want to be thinking more about that than what happened in the market last week. You know, we'll get that far. Otherwise, you won't be around to listen to my messages in 2020, assuming I'm still here. Okay, so that's the story for this week. Just some food for thought. I had to spend the last couple of days getting this chart ready, so that was my big project. And next week we'll probably go into the cycle chart, so we get more into this resolution of where the low is and stuff like that. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll find that these topics going through the new year will turn out to be helpful in your own financial planning. At the end of this week, and then certainly by next week, we'll probably have some other interesting things forecast posted at amshare.com. And then later in the, you know, probably by March, I think I'm going to redo the tutorials at T-Theory Foundation, where I can take some of this material here and these updated charts and put them into the tutorial message, so that you don't have to search back in here. And so we'll have a lot of interesting things coming. But I always like to start out with this big picture stuff, because, you know, once you factor it in your mind, you don't have to go back and look at it again. That the chart doesn't move very fast here. Once every 3 months or 6 months is plenty. Okay, so hope you continue to enjoy the early part of the new year. And we'll be back next Sunday with the regular T-Theory Foundation. We'll go into the 40-year cycle at that time. Bye-bye.